Chapter 10. He arose from there and came into the borders of Judea and beyond the Jordan. Crowds came together to him again. As he usually did, he was again teaching them. Pharisees came to him testing him, and asked him, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" He answered, "What did Moses command you?" They said, "Moses allowed a certificate of divorce to be written, and to divorce her." But Jesus said to them, "Because of your hardness of heart, he wrote you this commandment, but from the beginning of the creation, he made them male and female. For this cause a man will leave his father and mother, and will join to his wife, and the two will become one flesh, so that they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no one separate." In the house, the disciples asked him again about the same matter. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife, and marries another, commits adultery against her. If she herself divorces her husband, and marries another, she commits adultery." They were bringing to him little children, that he should touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was moved with indignation, and said to them, "Allow the little children to come to me. Do not forbid them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, whoever will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child, he will in no way enter into it." And he took them in his arms, laying his hands on them, and blessed them.